Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into the third and final hour on this November 1st, 2011 transmission. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to break down the confirmed perjury of this entire leadership of the Obama crime syndicate on Fast and Furious. It's all really coming out. People want to talk about the Herman Cain sex scandal. I'll give you my take on that. Newspapers are saying Israel may go ahead and hit Iran. I'm telling you, folks, they've been close a few times. This is serious. And more, the rogue website bill that would, quote, end the Internet as we know it. That's what one congressman is saying. Is running into more opposition as people learn how unconstitutional it is. Ending due process, that's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel in Canada. Welcome, Nathaniel.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you?
Good, brother.
Oh, man, I just wanted to make a plea to the American people, if you didn't mind. I'm from Canada. I live in Victoria. I can see Port Angeles, Washington from my balcony. And I'm a bleeding heart Canadian for your country. I love you guys. Not your government, but the people, because you guys talked about your hospitality earlier. It's not just that. It is just this amazing spirit that just burns off of all the good, true, blooded American people that like.
Well, thank you. Canadians are very nice and very friendly as well. And again, it seems like the nicer the people, the more evil the government gets, because it's like we think it's hospitality to be bossed around. That's the opposite of how we should behave.
Oh, I know, man. Like it's just sad, you know. If our forebears could see either one of our countries right now, they'd be crying, because you know what? I'm looking at a picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware in the ice and the snow, and you know the big old story about how his balls, you guys don't get that back. If you guys can't find that now, then you know what? You're not just letting yourselves down or your children down. People look to America because you know why? That's the shining light. Reagan said it best, man. You guys are the city on the hill, and if you guys don't fight for it, then we're letting the whole world down. And it's 1776 worldwide, brother.
It is. Imagine, and you talk about Washington crossing the Delaware, letting it all hang out. He was crossing over to Trenton to fight the Germans, the Hessian mercenaries. I think it was like 4-1. And the point is, a bunch of men froze to death on the nighttime below zero March. People were falling through, in the case of crossing into Trenton. And it was a desperate gamble. They hadn't won one battle. And he needed that propaganda victory. And it's just amazing to now turn into this, where our news is saying now, is the Declaration of Independence legal? Can you say government isn't God? And they're actually now demonizing the Declaration of Independence, because you read that, it is the opposite of what has been set up today. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Beautifully said, Nathaniel. Let's go ahead and go to Alex in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Good. I love your show, how it cuts through conservative bickering. I used to consider myself a liberal until I found you and started watching your show. Anyway, my parents are doctors. I love them unconditionally to no end. But my mom's a pediatrician, and I was telling her about all the problems with the vaccines, about the human diploid cells, mercury, aluminum adjuvants, and all I get is an emotional response out of her. She says, you know, all these children are dying of diseases, and she sees them all the time. And I come back to her about how most of the vaccines don't even protect against the disease that they're vaccinated against. I show her all the evidence in the back, all my links, and she looks at me like I need help, a.k.a. drugs. And brings me to my next point.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Let's come back and explore that first point more, then get into your other point. Stay there, Alex. Then we'll get to everybody else that's holding. The phones are loaded, but after you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to join us. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, I just remembered, I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night that I woke up from saying, you've got to cover this, you've got to cover this. It's hiding in plain view. I'll tell you about that, too.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, one reason I get so frustrated. Thanks for joining us. Alex Jones here back live on this November 1st, 2011 transmission. We're into the third hour right now. One of the reasons I get so frustrated is I'm like somebody trying to lift a car off a child. And the car, it's a big truck. I can't do it. And I'm trying as hard as I can. And the child's under there squealing and crying and begging. And, you know, that child symbolizes all the people being hurt by tyranny, the globalists, people being starved to death by carbon taxes, the World Bank UN program in Honduras and Uganda lining people up and murdering them for their property. That's even in the New York Times, but they're like, well, it's for the earth. The fact that all of this is going on and I need more people to help me. Instead, people are like, oh, well, the government's bad, but that car's not that heavy on that kid. You know, it's just this attitude, or, oh, we couldn't pick the car up if we tried. And, you know, the thing is, those of us that are fighting tyranny, we've got the car, actually, we're starting to lift up. We can feel it starting to move, but we need your help. And it's just frustrating. And let me tell you something, it's going to get really evident. It's going to get extremely evident in the years to come just how crazy and just how insane all of this is going to get. And a lot of you are going to wish you'd have done something. You know, there are a million things you can do. Speaking out to your neighbors, standing up when people boss you around in the system, learning the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, history, common sense, start a website, start a radio blog, go to an Access TV show. You know, I had a dream last night, and you know how you have a dream, and then you forget about it right after you wake up. That's why they say write it down right when you wake up. But sometimes you wake up, you don't even think about it, and then later in the day you remember it. And I had a dream last night that I woke up from. Because a lot of times now I have dreams about video editing. I have dreams where I'm doing the radio show. I have dreams when I'm washing dishes, you know, just regular stuff. I have dreams where I'm driving. But I have these dreams now. I've always had them, but now I have them a lot where I'm working all night while I'm asleep. And I'm thinking about this article or this report or this legislation. And in my dreams, I have all these epiphanies. And a lot of it are thoughts I already had at a point, but never really covered on air. And so my subconscious is saying, cover this. Look at this. And trying to recall the whole dream. I don't have total recall, obviously. And I don't have the time because I want to go back to Alex and others that are holding. The dream last night was about Alex. You have noticed that in Pakistan, in Central Asia, and in India, and in Africa, and in the Middle East, and in Latin America, the UN has been caught thousands of times in the last 50 years giving people live polio and actually spreading the polio on purpose. And Alex, you have the documents on that. You have the U.S. government reports. You shouldn't, you know, you've showed them before, but do another report on it. You know, this is my subconscious, I guess. You could say God, an angel, whatever. The point is, this is going on in my dream. And your inner voice, whatever. And you've got to show them that document where 100 plus million people in the U.S. contracted lethal cancers by the 70s, the government estimates, from the polio vaccine. And you've got to show them the number of people wounded by regular polio and that the cancer deaths dwarf that. And you've got to show where it's part of a Pentagon weaponized program. And you need to do that. And then my dream went into Pakistan. But instead of just seeing the news articles, it's like one of these dreams where you're in Pakistan and you're actually watching the clinics. And I mean, how your brain conjures up these 3D images of the people, their faces, it's like it's real. I've actually had dreams that have actually come true 100% before, but I shouldn't even get into that. The point is, and I'm watching these CIA people injecting folks with the vaccine that they know has polio in it, weaponized. It kills almost everybody they give it to. Now, I wake up about 3 a.m. and sweaty. I get up. I go to the bathroom. I go and get a glass of water. And I sit there, and I'm just like, is that real? And I'm like, yeah, I've got all those news articles, but I've got it. There's something there in the dream. What is it? Okay, it's the connections to bin Laden. That's right. So it gives me a headache right now just to recall this. And so just now, I'm talking to the last caller who's bringing up his mom, who's a medical doctor, and he's trying to show her documents, the vaccine zone inserts where it says it causes brain damage, Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, you know, cancer, and she won't look. She gets emotional and says her son needs to be put on psychotropics. We're going to go back to him in a minute. And when he's talking, it makes me remember. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, guys, wherever you want, wherever the camera's aimed, I'll put the article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But I'll give you the headlines so you can look this up yourself. And as he's talking, I run out during the break after he's done speaking. The weird thing is that camera used to be able to, like, aim right here, and then my shadow wouldn't be on it. Now, I think it's because we changed that light position. Okay, well, let's do it over here. I don't care if there's a shadow. I mean, the fact is I just want to get a close shot on it. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. In fact, you can hold it right here, and we'll show it that way. Thanks. They changed one light in here, and it changed everything. Okay, continuing. So I'm sitting there, and he's talking, and I'm remembering all this because you're having a dream about the CIA injecting people with live polio and claiming that the program was supposedly to get DNA so you could find out if bin Laden was staying there, when that has nothing to do with it, like bin Laden was out there getting vaccinated. And you realize it's just a cover story of another fake cover story. People are saying, what are you talking about? Here's the London Guardian from July 2011, Monday, July 11th. CIA organized fake vaccination drive to get Osama bin Laden's family DNA. senior Pakistan doctor who organized vaccine program in Abbottabad, arrested by ISI for working with U.S. agents. And it was in the AP, Reuters, everywhere. This is admitted. A CIA-organized fake vaccination program in the town where it believed Osama bin Laden was hiding is an elaborate attempt to obtain DNA from the fugitive al-Qaeda leader's family. A Guardian investigation is found. Yeah, like they're going to be going to the government facility for the free shots. As part of extensive preparations for the raid that killed bin Laden in May, believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you, CIA agents recruited a senior Pakistani doctor to organize the vaccine drive in Abbottabad, even starting the project in a poor part of town to make it look more authentic, according to Pakistan and U.S. government officials. How would that magically get the bin Laden family over there in a city of like a million people or whatever it is to have them go to the free clinic? I mean, this is just, it's like saying, we wanted to get Alex's DNA, or his family, so we went to North Austin, 20 miles from him, and hoped one day he'd come in the clinic. I mean, it's like, we wanted to catch a shark, so we for 5 minutes dropped a line in the water in the middle of nowhere with no sharks around. I mean, it's just like, we wanted to find an Easter bunny, so we went looking around for one in the field, or we went snipe hunting. I mean, it's just total bull. Total and unmitigated bull. Now, again, I woke up and I thought this was a program, and I've got to do research on it because I know I've seen it over the years. And actually, just in a minute, Jaron found two of the articles, where in Pakistan, in U.S. government programs, through doctors that were hired and U.N. programs, they've shot them up with real polio. And we actually were able, in a minute, 1 minute, because it took the first 2 minutes of the break to grab these articles, we were able to get these articles. Here it is. CIA organized fake vaccination drive. Pakistan CIA vaccine ruse report sparks fear. And look what kind of vaccine it is. Look at the photo. It's polio liquid. That's the one they give you the live polio with, boys and girls. You know, our pediatrician here in Austin, he's since retired. One day, you know, I would go to him because he doesn't really push vaccines, but he's not anti-vaccine. He just won't harass you if your children aren't vaccinated. And he came to me. You can keep document canning over here if you want. Thank you. He came to me, and you know, while he was checking my son out when he was about 3, and he said, "You know, Alex, I watch your show sometimes." He goes, "You know, I volunteer like most doctors do once a year for city clinics for the poor. And you know, we were giving people live polio vaccine that does have the cancer virus SV40 in it, even though that's really illegal in the U.S. That's what we were given to give the poor kids on the east side." And I said, "Well, come on my show." And he goes, "No, don't you dare quote me." He goes, "I know you're a journalist, and it's just like doctor privilege with the patient. You will not tell anybody who I am that I told you that." And I said, "Okay, but I'll say you told me. I just won't say who my doctor is, who my son's doctor is." I mean, you know, why wouldn't he come out and talk about this? You know, there he is. He comes over, you know, top of his class pediatrician. I've looked him up. And he just he'll tell me that, but he won't tell anybody. But again, I woke up saying, "Investigate this. This is key, Alex." And the dream was elaborate. I can't even remember it all. And then I had to remember, wait, is this real? Now you're saying, "Well, you're saying the government gives people live polio." Oh, really? Here it is. Here it is right here. Vaccine-linked polio hits Nigeria. CBS News. Again, you can type in polio vaccine had live virus Pakistan. You can pull that up. We'll search that next. Here's another one. Mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. That's just one of the latest articles. But it goes on to just say in the article that it was the World Health Organization vaccine spreading the virus, and it might extend behind Africa, a new, you know, super deadly one, because it turned out it was a live weaponized version in the polio vaccine they gave them. And it says Africans believe that the Western world's plan to sterilize Africans or give them AIDS. The sad polio reality fuels misguided fears and underscores the challenges authorities face using a flawed vaccine. But what did Bill Gates come out yesterday and say? And what did the New York Times say? they're going to release the mosquitoes with the vaccine in them, whether you like it or not. And so whatever they want to give you is loaded into the into the mosquito. And it's basically high-tech viruses that are really nanotech.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Waking second, all I think about is the fact that in hundreds of countries, the UN has been caught. I mean, listen, I've seen anthropology films made in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm really into it. I took it in college, where they would land anywhere. Aborigines in Australia, Africans in Africa, you know, Native Indians, groups in South America, they would beg for the medicine men to check their kids out and give them medicine. They'd come to get a broken leg fixed. And the well-meaning doctors and the Peace Corps, you know, came. But now, all over the world, the villagers, whether it's in Asia or Africa, run. And that was in the CBS article. They're like, it's unfortunate that they gave them live polio and it's spreading worldwide because it adds to the myth that the government did this. Folks, do you really believe that in some African countries, half the women or more have HIV? And they had a BBC study a decade ago finding it's funny, these women, some of these young girls have not had sexual relations. They've been medically examined. Their hymen is still in place. And they have HIV. And they've been medically examined. They've not been penetrated the other way. And they said, oh, it must be that the aid workers are using the same needle over and over again. And it turned out that wasn't the case. It's in the vaccines. I'm going to say it again. It's in the vaccines. And people say, well, why is it so bad in Africa? I've had medical doctors on. It's on record. My dad, who's a dentist, had read this in the medical literature in the 80s and was telling me about it. When it was all the big, you know, news, everybody was scared. He said, no. He said, it's probably race specific. This is my dad when I was in high school. It's probably in junior high then in the early 80s. He explained that the coupler points on the virus, and later that was in the news. I mean, my dad sits around reading medical journals. That's what he's into. He's a bookworm, kind of like my son is. I guess kind of like I am, but even more so. And he said it doesn't have the virus. It's designed for a Negro, but it'll also affect people of color. And basically the cell ports, Northern Europeans especially, do not have the cell ports, do not have the coupler points. And I'm just going from what he told me. I don't know all the specifics, but I've read it later, for the virus to even plug in. And people usually say, well, I knew a white guy died of HIV. And I'll say, let me guess. They were gay. They had thousands of sexual partners and they used hard drugs. And they're like, yeah, how did you know that? Because if you've used a ton of bad methamphetamine or other drugs that have been cooked up and have all the toxins in it, it gives you an autoimmune disease. And then you don't have T lymphocytes. And sometimes a Northern European can get HIV. If you get a giant blood transfusion, you can get HIV if you're Anglo. It's a weapon to kill black people, period. Let's say that again. And you know what? I'm going to do whole newscast on it. I know it's all, you know, I tend to things I covered 10, 15 years ago ad nauseum to never really get back into it or just talk about it briefly because, well, I know about it, then you should know about it. No, I mean, I got to remember, our audience is 100 times what it was 16 years ago. I need to go back over all these basics here and show you the documents, just like I showed you last week, the Rockefeller Foundation documents to put sterilants in vaccines. This is not a game. This is not a game. Okay? Let's go ahead and go back to Alex in Colorado. You got about 2 minutes. He was on earlier at the first little five-minute segment. So your mom's a medical doctor. She's making fun of you. Why don't you give her the Rockefeller documents on adding sterilants to vaccines?
Yeah, I will, definitely. I wanted to go back to a little facts as well. In 1959, 77.5 of paralytic polio victims received the vaccine. Those are hearings before the 87th Congress in 1962. So, also a lot of credence to what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean, I've got all the documents. You can type in what I said about the Rockefellers. Well, that was one program to add sterilants. The other was a vaccine that actually sterilizes you or reduces fertility. They got a whole class of them, and they started it in the 60s. By the 80s, they have the report saying, "Well, we've produced it now, time to use it." But you can pull up U.S. government documents on numbers of Americans infected by SV40. And you'll get the photocopies, U.S. congressional reports, 100 million who contracted what were rare cancers that killed them. 100 million, devastating New World Order op. Most people listening have a family member killed by the globalists just through the polio weapon system. Anything else, sir?
No.
You said you had one more point. That's why I held you over.
About fluoride. I was just telling my parents that that was bad, and they wouldn't believe me. So, crazy.
But you can show them the majority of the EPA and FDA scientists going to Congress and saying, I mean, you can give them BBC saying it's sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Will they not look at that information?
I'm sure they just go back to their emotional response. So, I know.
Wow, incredible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
It's time to stop being Mr. Nice Guy with the establishment. It's time to stop thinking that if you step and fetch it for the establishment, they're going to be nice to you. It's time to quit thinking, oh, let's just be positive, everything will be okay. Yeah, I'm positive about things that are positive. We have a good chance to defeat these globalists if we wake up and take action. But if you've broken your leg, you're not going to have magical thinking and then go on a 50-mile hike the next day. We need to be realistic about where we are as a society and what's happened in our world. Now I'm going to get into Fast and Furious, and I'll finish everybody that's on hold here because I want to talk to everybody here. We'll talk to James, Jerry, Sally, Steve, and John at least before the show ends. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, for InfoWars Nightly News. I should add, you can watch the show live. Not just the free audio stream, but the video for the next 3 days of the daytime show and the nighttime news will all be free to everybody, PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's all posted in an article at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We also have where you can listen for free on your iPhone or iPod Touch. We now have that system up and working that members have. Now it's up there for everybody right through the money bomb, right through next Friday, this Friday, 3 days from now. You can also log on to PrisonPlanet.tv with your username and passcode, and now you can take the show anywhere you want. We've added that for members, We've got a 15-day free trial going for everybody, but for the next 3 days, it's all just free up there. It will cost us a lot on the bandwidth, but we've also got a backup at Justin TV and Ustream. Please get that link. Again, that's up there at Infowars.com, and get it out to everyone you know, because this Money Bomb 24-hour-plus transmission is going to be extremely informative and is going to be just jam-packed with incredible guests, a lot of surprise guests, you name it, all coming up, kicking off at 11 a.m. Central, coming up on Thursday morning. And here's the headline. InfoWars launches 24-hour-plus offensive against tyranny. That's the link you need to get. That's the headline I gave Kurt. We probably should add in there that, you know, watch now, because we've already got the different video boxes from Ustream and Justin TV up there. Tomorrow we're going to be adding our own video box up there. We're getting that all lined up, and we're going to be adding the links to be able to watch on your iPad or iPhone over our system as PrisonPlanet.tv members do. Or the easiest thing to do is just become a PrisonPlanet.tv member right now with a 15-day free trial. Then you've got all the different functions all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. I will not be doing InfoWars News tonight. Aaron Dykes is going to do a great job, because I need to get ready for a bunch of stuff for the Money Bomb and some loose ends I got to tie up on that front. But I will be doing the nightly news tomorrow night. But tonight, that'll be free as well in those boxes up at InfoWars.com in the InfoWars launches 24-hour offensive against tyranny. I'll probably just go ahead and have those boxes posted on PrisonPlanet.tv too, so it's easy to find those boxes to watch the shows there as well. Okay, so if 3.5 million people watched our Bilderberg coverage on Justin TV when Aaron and Paul were over in Switzerland, can you imagine what's going to happen with this, with a 24-hour-plus transmission? If everybody gets this link out to folks, we could have 1 million viewers on top of our 3 million listeners and viewers if people spread this link out to everyone they know. Okay, I got really angry about this at the beginning of the first hour, because during a break, I saw Eric Holder, Napolitano, and others again lying and saying they never knew about Fast and Furious, about any gun running. And Paul Watson's doing an article on this right now, when they're on record with press conferences 09 and 010 with Holder in Texas. I remember reading the article. And Paul's found it and is about to do an article on it at InfoWars.com. And he said, yeah, he blamed the Second Amendment for Mexico's problems, and said, because we're tracking the guns into Mexico in our program, Fast and Furious. And now all the memos have come out, but we have the videos of this. So now they've gone back to Congress and said, well, my deputy knew, but I didn't know, when he's been caught and the White House is running it. And it gets into so many other areas. Got a crick in my neck. It gets into so many other areas in the Sinaloa drug cartel case, where the feds have declared national security and aren't denying that they gave Sinaloa the power to ship unlimited cocaine in and to ship guns to them. I mean, this is incredible. This is about controlling the drugs. This is a war over the drugs. And then they just wanted to backhand the Second Amendment and blame us for the carnage in Mexico. Well, needless to say, this is blown up in their face, but I want it to bring these crooks down, not just Obama, but the entire criminal system, 8 agencies involved in this. This people who said they wouldn't stage 9/11 or wouldn't finance and protect the terrorists, bare minimum. This has killed more than 9/11, these guns. Now they're saying 60,000 dead in Mexican TV and Mexican newspapers. Our media says 40,000 plus in 3 years. I mean, this is serious business. And now it's spilling over here and killing citizens, cops, Border Patrol, you name it. Here's another article out of the Examiner. Operation Armas Crusaders, DHS, or Armed Crusaders, DHS Napolitano's own Mexican gun trafficking program. So now they're spinning it, saying, well, we did talk about gun running programs, but those are other ones we have. See, it's just all part of a giant program. So we didn't perjure ourselves on Fast and Furious and Project Gunrunner. We have other ones. Yeah, you bet. It's a full-on war. Now, we've got a clip coming up of David W. Ogden. He was the deputy attorney general. And with him in the press conference is Napolitano, but that's coming up. This is in 09, admitting all of this. Okay. And then we have a clip we're going to play first of her last week before Congress saying she doesn't know anything about this and never did. And we've got her in stinking press conferences. And I know there's memos that show they were running it and were in full command under her orders and holders. But the video, no one can argue with this, though. They're saying they knew nothing. I know nothing, as Sergeant Schultz would say. I love to imitate him. About gun running, period, and tracing it. Here she is caught, but here she is first being grilled last week.
You learned of Fast and Furious for the first time.
I learned of it after the death of Agent Terry.
And when did you learn that gun walking was part of Fast and Furious?
I would say sometime between his death and the early spring.
To your knowledge, has anyone ever communicated or did anyone communicate with Mexican authorities that guns were being allowed to cross our border into Mexico in contravention of their gun laws?
I can only speak for communications that I know of, and I know of no such communications.
Right, yes. So someone at the Department of Justice had to know about Fast and Furious for the T3 to ever have been approved. Correct.
I just can't comment. I don't know that there was a T3 approved in Fast and Furious.
If there were a T3 approved in Fast and Furious, and there were, the Department of Justice would have had to have known about it. Correct.
I'm going to leave that for your own investigation, sir. I'm just not going to comment or go beyond what I know. And what I know is that after the death of Agent Terry, the Fast and Furious label became apparent, and we became knowledgeable about it. Obviously, there were problems with the operation. Obviously, it did not succeed.
All right, let's stop right there.
Inspector General.
She gets chewed out even more. It's up at PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to see the full report. Now, notice she said we became aware of the Fast and Furious label. They're playing games. And now they come out today confirming that, going, oh, we were running all of this. We were running all of this. It's just we had a different name for it. Oh, we were running guns and actually giving them to them. That was a different name. See, she's playing mind games here. Like Bill Clinton said, well, you lied about, you know, is. And he goes, well, it depends on what is. Con artist behavior. Mind games. And we're trained to love mind games. So we're like, oh, good then. We've got several clips, one of David W. Ogden, the deputy attorney general, and then she's behind him while he's speaking about the gun running program that she didn't know about until a couple years later. This is from 2009. I know on the newscast we had the date. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
DOJ's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is increasing its efforts by adding 37 new employees in 3 new offices using $10 million in Recovery Act funds, and redeploying 100 personnel to the southwest border in the next 45 days to fortify its Project Gunrunner, which is aimed at disrupting arms trafficking between the United States and Mexico. ATF is doubling its presence in Mexico itself from 5 to 9 personnel working with the Mexicans specifically to facilitate gun tracing activity, which targets...
These guys are too cowardly to go to Mexico.
...forces in the United States.
Oh, look, hit pause for a minute, please. Back it up some. Now again, they've also perjured and said they don't know anything about Project Gunrunner. Now there is the Deputy Attorney General talking about Project Gunrunner with Mr. Napolitano, cousin it, right behind him. And then she comes over to talk about it. This is 2009, and Paul Watson has an article on it. What was the headline? Janet Napolitano caught, Big Sis caught perjuring herself. He's got the dates and everything in there in the article from last week. She's got a new one coming out today with the latest perjury. But go back to the clip. Now she toddles over. The person funding streetlights that listen to you. The person that has Homeland Security sticking their hands down your children's pants. The person who ships tens of thousands of guns to drug cartels and gives them authorization to bring cocaine in. She now toddles over. Now, remember, I just showed you the clip where she knew nothing. Oh, but that was last week. A couple years ago, she did. Here it is.
The illegal weapons and their sources in the United States.
And then again, you see that she's with him there.
First for you. Can you tell us?
And then there's the question. Now, go to the other clip of her in the same press conference. That's the last clip. And then we have a still shot of the actual article that Paul wrote about this week. Tell people about that in closing. Here she is at that press conference in 2009 bragging about Project Gunrunner. Here it is.
But our department has a very broad mission, and we have to be able to multitask.
Yeah, destroying America.
And as we multitask, one of the things that has happened, one of the changes in the threat environment has been what is going on in Mexico.
Because you've been shooting
How
guns in there.
Do you expect to be in this effort to clamp down on the trafficking of power going into Mexico?
Several things. One is, first of all, you've got to interdict the arms. You've got to stop them from going into Mexico. We're coordinating with Mexico because they can do more by way of southbound screening on their side of the border. But then the Department of Justice moving their agents down there, as David said, and increasing tracing. That will help us identify who is putting those arms into the arms, those guns into the arms of the traffickers moving south. And out of that, there can reasonably be seen more prosecution of actual arms dealers who are intentionally and knowingly putting arms into the hands of the smugglers. So that is part.
You know, she sounds like she's on something. I mean, I've just been around women that are pill poppers, and that's they talk like that. I mean, maybe that's just how she talks. I mean, just what a disgusting blob. What a disgusting, filthy enemy of America, shipping guns into Mexico. And, of course, the North American Union documents, 2006, released in 2007, covered in Endgame, they say we'll use border crises to merge the countries. And then we're shifting to the threat down at the border. We're going to blame the Second Amendment in a few months. We're getting ready for that. Okay, let's show Watson's article here, and that was from March 24th, 2009. We got the date on that. We actually have Paul Watson's article on this, too. That's one of the shots. We'll put that on screen, that still of Paul's article from last week, if people want to know where they can go to find all of this information. Or after the break, I'll get it for people. That's one of the stills they brought over. They didn't label it for the guys. So we've got all these videos, all these documents, and they're not labeled is the issue. I saw one that was an actual article in there that was Paul's article about her caught perjuring herself. That was one of the ones here. I'll gun it right now right here on Google. Watch this. Let me see. Big Sis caught lying. There it is. Yeah, Napolitano knew about Fast and Furious in 09. DHS chief tells House committee she had nothing to do with gun running scandal when she helped launch precursor to the program in 09, Operation Gunrunner. Yeah, just unbelievable. And again, they've come out today repeating the same thing. They've come out today doing the same thing, saying they knew nothing when all the documents are public, that they ran the whole thing with eight agencies and it's drug dealing, it's everything. I mean, again, do you feel safe having a government this filthy, this criminal, this scum-filled? Yeah, there's Steve Watson's article. Big Sis caught lying to the American people. Propaganda. Peace attempts to quell massive backlash against naked body scanners, TSA molestation. Okay, I mean, this is what, imagine if criminals took over society, they'd put up streetlights listening to us, they'd grope our kids and train us we're prisoners, they'd try to take our guns, they'd put stuff in our water. I mean, it's just anything these crooks can think of, they do. Let's talk to John in South Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Thanks for putting up with me today.
It's fine. Hey, did you hear what's going on in Greece today?
Yeah, they came out and said they're going to have a referendum and vote before they sign on to the euro debt. And Europe's throwing a fit saying, how dare you let people vote? You don't do that.
Yeah, and worse yet, they actually relieved the command. They're joint chiefs of the Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Yeah, I may just have to do the InfoWars Nightly News tonight about this. This is such big news, and it's actually in my stack, and I'm so flipped out about about secret streetlight microphones listening to us all over the country that I'm just, I mentioned it first hour. Give us your take on that. That's what should happen here. I mean, it's just your criminals, you're relieved, we're having new elections, the Bill of Rights is back in place, you're all going to jail. Nightmare over.
I'm a trader. I trade their futures contracts, and I listened to the news, and I heard that come across the wire this morning. I couldn't believe it. They're just doing everything they can to usurp the will of the people.
Well, I mean, my view is preliminary. Greece is actually saying no to the globalists before they totally give up what's left of their sovereignty and go into this debt slave deal, kind of like Germany in the Versailles Treaty. What's your view of it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's coming to a head over there, and they're getting scared. I think the globalists are the banking mafia over there is just shaking in their boots, because if they know that if Greece implodes and they default 100%, that it's going to trigger those CDSs, and, they're going to...
Well, stay there. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive, so we can tell the other callers. But, that's what's so crazy. Why do the globalists pick Greece? I mean, I've done my anthropology on it, my sociology, and the Greeks are very serious, tough, smart, mean people. I mean, they're not going to give kindly to this.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
John in South Carolina called in because I'm going to do a special report tonight. And in fact, I'll go ahead and intro the nightly news tonight because it's so important. I was going to just have Aaron do the whole thing. Breaking down that, yes, it looks like the Greeks are having some type of orderly counter coup against the banker Goldman Sachs coup, where they put their people in as the finance minister, the president, Papandreou, the whole thing. I mean, because, again, $100 billion the Greeks owe. Most of it isn't even their debt. It's derivatives. The government has signed them on to bankers' derivatives, and now Europe just passed a $1.4 trillion rescue package for $100 billion and is going to leverage it to $5 trillion. Bob Chapman says $4.5 trillion. Kaiser says $5 trillion. It's different numbers in the news, hidden in the news. But the point is, it's not Greece's debt. It's like Iceland said no. And you don't pay this and then get out of it. It gets worse. So finish up your point, John, from South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, there's something definitely going on big time internally in Greece. I mean, here's another wire that just came out. It says here, Greece health minister, the referendum will not take place as called by the PM. And it says, reminder, finance minister Venizelos was hospitalized earlier, and the health minister is stepping in to replace him temporarily in the official capacity. So,
Wait a minute. So the prime minister announces they're going to have a referendum. Greece, you get to vote, and now he's incapacitated?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, right, give me a pen. Give me a pen. I had a darn pen in here. I'm out of control. I had too much coffee today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like Beavis and Butthead, too much coffee, man. What was that headline? PM says now no referendum. What was the headline? I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, it says Greece health minister, this is the Greece health minister. He said the referendum will not take place as called by the PM. And it says, reminder, the finance minister was hospitalized earlier, and the health minister is stepping in to replace him temporarily in an official capacity. And before that, it was the wire where they said that the Greek joint chiefs were dismissed.
Greek referendum, this could get messy. There's the article on that. I don't see the article you've got right now.
I have a service called Trade the News, so I don't know. You know, this comes out pretty quick, so I don't know if you get that same wire.
I know the Eurozone live blog at the Financial Times. I'll have to find out about it. Can I put you on hold and give you will you send that right now to showtips@infowars.com?
Sure, I'll forward that to you right away.
Yeah, send it all to me because I know those financial subscriptions, you get everything live time. And I saw the part about the military. I haven't seen the part about the prime minister says, you know, we're going to have the referendum and falls down and hits his head, I guess, huh?
I have no idea what happened to them, but definitely they're manipulating a lot of things over there right now.
Man, that is just crazy to see a major country like that going through this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's all coming here as well. All right, shoot that over right now, brother. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, one more thing. I know you're a great supporter, Ron Paul, so am I. I want to let people know out there that Ron Paul has a system he put out, and it's like it lets everyone become a call center from their home. I don't know if you're aware of that, but if you're like a Ron Paul supporter, you can sign up for that, and you can help get the word out. It automatically routes the call through your home phone, and then you can act as a call center for
Very
Ron
exciting.
Paul.
Folks should look into it. I'll come back and overdrive with a few more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.